Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to get you for that.
Happy birthday, my man.
Thank you, Kevin. Troublemaker Kevin. Welcome back, 7 Till. The jig's up, the cat's out of the bag, whatever you do, ladies, do not send me chocolate chip cookies with pecans. I could not abide that. I'd have to send them all back, unless they should happen to be, you know, crumbly and broken up when I get here, and I wouldn't do that. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Brad Huskin is here, another troublemaker. Brad is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, sales expert extraordinaire, one of the most famous sales experts in the galaxy, the author of a number of books, the curator and the promoter and the provocateur of the Business Strategies and Solutions Conference series coming up in Phoenix, June 18th through 20th, right?
That's exactly right, and we've got a couple other dates scheduled. We're going to be in Chicago in late August.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Northern California in late October.
Ooh, that's good.
Yep, then we're going to come to Dallas, the Big D, in January of next year.
All right.
And due to scheduling issues, I know, Jim, you personally couldn't be part of the Phoenix agenda, but that you are going to be part of the Chicago and Northern California and Dallas.
I'll be glad to be part of that. I'm looking forward to it. This is something you and I talked about years ago, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it was on right before 9/11.
That's right.
We were planning.
It was the summer of 9/11, and we kind of put it on hold after that, didn't we? So IASTraining.com. So check that out, folks. You can find out more about how to sign up and what it takes and what it's all about. Who the people are attending, and on the agenda, on the speaker's agenda. So check that out, Brad. One of the things you're going to talk about at the conference is communication skills.
Yes.
For salespeople. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, duh, of course, I can talk. I got friends. I visit with people. I know how to do communication skills. The truth is that's what regular people say. But professionals know that you got to be more professional about your communication skills, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you got to practice, 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 practice. And it's amazing to me. And I'll just tell you one little funny story. I was up in Canada. I would go to Tim Hortons. I don't know if you've ever been to a Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my first visit to a Tim Hortons. I just walked in and said, I'd like a cup of coffee. And she says, double, double. I said, you know, I'd really like a cup of coffee. And she said, double, double. I said, well, you know, just a regular old cup of coffee would be great. And she says, double, double. And I think, geez, what's it going to take to get a cup of coffee around this place? And finally, after about 3 or 4 or 5 times, I said, okay, I give up. What the heck's a double-double? And she said, 2 creams, 2 sugars. I said, oh, well, heck, I'll take a double-double then. But, you know, that's where customers get aggravated when we say stuff that people don't understand.
That's right. That was jargon to you, wasn't it?
It was industry jargon. So, you know, you got to understand that.
That's one communication skill, folks, that you need to pay attention to. Whatever jargon your company, your industry uses, don't use it unless you're 129% sure that the customer will get it.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, it sounds like you're being arrogant and inconsiderate and looking, frankly, it sounds like you know something they don't know, and that's the kiss of death.
Well, I think my next book is going to be Dumb Things I Hear in Businesses.
You shouldn't say.
Yeah, I was actually in the jewelry store. A lady came in and she said her ring shrank. But, you know, we couldn't say, no, ma'am, you got fat.
So the poor sales girl says, let me get
the jeweler to look that. We may need to cut it off.
Well, see, my clothes are shrinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the jeweler comes out and says, yes, ma'am, we're going to have to cut this thing off. And this poor customer
she says, no, the finger.
Well, the poor customer says, well, can you do that while I wait, do you think?
Oh, no. You're serious, aren't you?
I'm serious. And that's going to make it in the book. So, but that's all part of communication, is listening all the way, not halfway. And maintaining eye contact, of course, would be one of those. And
mm-hmm.
Responding to the answers to the questions so that's not
Have you noticed how many people who wait on you today never look at you?
It's scary.
I have been waited on from beginning to end, and they never make eye contact.
Never once. It's like the lights are on, but nobody's home.
That's a communication skill.
You know what that is? That's a chocolate chip cookie without the comms in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Brad, I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Give us a happy birthday.
Give us a website one more time, please.
It's www.iastraining.com.
All right, folks, that's where you can go to find out about the Business Strategies and Solution Conference. And the next one's coming up in June in Phoenix, so check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.